just great songs and local news for the bailiwick. This is Island FM.
It's 11 o'clock. Good morning. I'm Amber Stark. The Met Office's chief scientist says climate change is most certainly to blame for the recent storms. Dame Julia Slingo says we should prepare for similar events in the future. Forecasters say heavy rains expected to continue today, with warnings also in place for Tuesday and Wednesday. Meanwhile, if you spot any more damage caused by the recent bad weather, the Environment Department would like to know about it. Staff have been assessing the damage logged so far and say it will cost tens of thousands of pounds to repair. Anyone spotting damage to a coastal defence or path is asked to call the department so it can be checked out. Talks are continuing with ferry operators about introducing a new service to Alderney. It's one way islanders think the economy could be improved with another regular link to other places. The chief executive of the States of Alderney, Roy Burke, says discussions have been going on with existing carriers in the Channel Islands, France and England.
We know it's quite a long way from the south coast of England to Alderney, and the seas can be a bit rough. But it's not beyond the realms of possibility that we can find an operator to help us with that.
Elsewhere, negotiations are ongoing between Condor Ferries and crew members in France who have been on strike since last week. All sailings between the Channel Islands and St Malo have been cancelled for today and tomorrow as efforts are made to resolve the dispute. A French union leader has refused an offer made by Condor's CEO and is insisting the company fly under the French flag. Condor described the industrial action as a surprise and says they're working to resolve it as quickly as possible. Curbside recycling collections will start across Guernsey next month. Before that, some shops are joining forces with the states to offer a 20% discount on containers so homeowners can store their recycling. Recycling officer Emma Simpson hopes the discount will help people switch to curbside collections more easily.
Providing collections for mixed recycling so people won't have to sort out their recycling to such an extent as they do at the moment when they go to the bring banks. So it's really whatever people need to think about for their own situation.
And finally, regulars of the old St Saviour's Tavern can take their taste buds back in time for Leyborg's hospice later this month. Wendy Hordle, the former landlady of the old pub, is going to cook up her famous rib of beef for a series of fundraising meals at the Parel Bay Hotel. There'll be a number of special sittings during the last weekend in February. That's the very latest from Island FM.
Island FM weather.
I've been to the South Esplanade this morning to see for myself the damage caused by last night's storm. A number of businesses were flooded, and with the tide reaching its peak in the last hour, even more damage was expected. A number of roads are closed due to a large amount of debris being washed over the seawalls.
The state of the water last night and the weather that we experienced, what was it like for you? What were your thoughts?
I must admit that the conditions down here in St Peterport were horrendous.
And to be honest, it doesn't look like it's going to ease up anytime soon. And what are your concerns perhaps for the next few days?
For us, we're just going to have to continue to monitor and make sure we've got sufficient manpower available.
It must be pretty scary for you businesses along the coast of Placement and on the South Esplanade.
Well, yes, we were down here last night till 3 o'clock because we were a bit concerned for water ingress in the property. We got away very lightly here, but it's very worrying for everybody down here during the night because it was quite a dangerous scenario, really.
So have you got many more defences in place considering the high tide's on its way again now?
Here on the state steps this morning, a petition has been handed over to the Education Department by members of St Andrew's PTA. It's been signed by over 4,000 islanders opposing the closure of the two schools. To add to the atmosphere of their campaign, blue ribbons have been tied up along the steps and on trees and posts around the Royal Courthouse.
Would you agree that it could be perceived that saving money is driving this more than benefits to education?
I think FDP is all about delivering a better service for less money. I think that we conclude that we will have a better educational outcome for all of our students. I accept it's going to be very painful getting there, but it will be a better one. And yes, it will save money.
And you're saying that it's going to make for better education for primary school students. Are you saying there's a problem with the primary schools at the moment then?
No. Single form entry schools are excellent and can be excellent. So that's not what we're saying at all. What we're saying is two and three form entry are easier, if you like, to get the whole of the individual, the child, to benefit from their education because it can be managed better.
And you said you've got children here. I mean, what are your main concerns for them?
My main concerns really are that They can go to the same school for start. My daughter's in a year that is very full, and that they don't have to go to a school necessarily that is too full. My son took almost a year to settle into school in his reception year. So it's going to be a challenge.
That's obviously something that's close to your heart.
I think tonight's been very emotional, so thank you.
A lot of the concerns that raised this evening centred around saving money, and this just focused on money. And a lot of people said, why is this happening in a bid to save money than other things? And what's your reaction to that?
Well, first, we've been told by the states to save £7.2 million. Now, this is somewhere between 600,000 and 800,000, so it's about 10% of our savings.
The Constable of St John wanted members to debate and reject the increase in salary, saying that with the number of people unemployed in the island, members' pay shouldn't go up. But in order to debate it, members had to lift a standing order that restricts them discussing issues they have conflicts of interest in. They refused to by 43 votes to one. It means that the independent panel's suggested increase will come in, although if states members don't want it, they can, of course, refuse it.
But it feels a little bit like to me that the GST then might be falling into the hands of people that are just going to accept it, while you so passionately believe that it is utterly wrong, and that's in your own words. Would it not be better for you to perhaps lead the council and try and steer them away?
No, I think it's best that I do that from the floor of the House. Which is what I intend to do.
What would you say to the accusation that the unspent budget's being used to achieve targets?
The unspent budget has been used within HSD.
There are concerns that not enough people were even screened, though, with the budget that was given. How would you respond to that?
When it was originally debated by the states, the...
Something a little bit more exciting now. I'm hoping that you know about the honours. I mean, how do you feel about being awarded an MBE?
I was completely floored. I don't really know what to say.
Posting on our Facebook page, many people are supporting the idea of legalising cannabis, saying it does less harm than alcohol and has medicinal benefits. John, Will and George are among the many islanders citing positive research results showing there is little harm to come from smoking the drug. Some, including David, also say it will boost tourism. However, others disagree, as Laura can tell.
In the study it says 65% know someone that takes drugs.
That's a really important statistic because it does show about the prevalence within the community. When you compare it to the UK, there we have slightly lesser numbers, both in terms of those who know people who've used drugs or used drugs themselves.
But how relevant is it to compare it to the UK? I mean, we're talking about here.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right that our concern, I think we're at 9% of youngsters have used cannabis in the last month. Well, that's 9% too many, and we're not concerned about what it is in the UK.
What is it you're doing then, Glenn?
I'm doing a beard challenge for charity for leukemia research. Basically, my dad died of it, and my dad had really long hair and a really long beard. It was my hero sort of thing, so I thought it'd be nice to raise money for a charity that I would help other sufferers.
And are you worried about it getting itchy and uncomfortable?
Yeah, I mean, the worst bit's the neck, I think, and I might shave just the neck bit.
What have you won tonight, then?
Amazing that we've won Guernsey Business of the Year Award.
And how do you feel right now?
Stunned, amazed, surprised, but actually very grateful.
How did it go knitting Joseph's? Quite a responsibility.
Well, the whole thing was a huge responsibility, and I kept thinking, well, I wonder what he would have worn. I wonder where he got his clothes from. Did somebody knit his waistcoat? Yes, and what colour would he have worn? And what would he have had on his... What were his features like? And that sort of thing. So it was quite a responsibility. And the baby particularly was a big responsibility. How on earth can I knit baby Jesus?
Just to get your levels in, may I get your name?
Yep. Hi, Andy Prio, Guernseyman.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to know, I mean, how's it going? Where are you at the moment?
Well, DTM season's over, and I'm pleased to say it ended the season on a high note with a great qualifying in Hockenheim. I must say it hasn't been one of my best years.
The woman had managed to clamber onto the rocks at Beaumont